Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mrs. Pearl Gunta, founder director of media company UR Vision Communications and NGO UpNow Foundation. Pearl Gunta is an independent filmmaker by profession, a change catalyst by passion, and a Rotarian by choice. Pearl also facilitates forums and teaches filmmaking to empower teenagers, young people, and leaders. Pearl loves to travel and sees the world as one big community. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. It is a delight to have you on our podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Can you please share a bit about yourself?
All right. I'm a filmmaker and also a missionary. So media and missions is part of who I am and what I do. I live in Hyderabad, India. I was born and brought up here. Nobody in my family is from this media, in this field. So we are like kind of the first generation in filmmaking and media, even missions. I think we are probably the first generation in my house. So I'm married. My husband and I both are in this field. I have two children, and I don't know if they'll follow this field, but they do have a little bit of inclination towards the creative arts. But yes, I'm so blessed having a wonderful family who support me in my calling.
Can you share about how, you know, you started going into filmmaking or directing? You did mention that, you know, this is something that no one in your family has ever put their foot into. But you were pretty adventurous to do something like this, being a woman.
Missions was always on my heart. So all I knew was plant a church, have an orphanage, or, you know, do some sort of empowering. So this is what we grew up typically, you know, in a Christian family. But when I went abroad, when I went to Cambodia on my first mission trip, and we were like the first missionaries from our church, my husband was one of the pastors of the church, and he also had this global vision. And that's one of the reasons we got married, to both of us wanted to go and serve out of our country, because always missionaries came to our country, and we were like, why not go out and serve in other countries? So we went just 5 days after our wedding. We went to Cambodia, and there, while we were involved in church planting and taking care of children and things like that, we came in contact with the Christian Broadcasting Network. They were doing a documentary film about a man who had been saved from the Khmer Rouge regime and how he found Christ. Very powerful testimony. And when this was broadcast, people responded so well, and they started calling the counseling center, and we saw many come to the Lord. Now, that was a very transforming time for me, because it was like something just happened. God just opened my eyes to see that there are creative tools that we can use to reach people on a larger scale. And I always dreamed of reaching the masses, and this was an amazing tool. So we said, why not use it? And then we came back to India. And when we approached, we told our church, we told our people around us, you know, that this is what we want to do. And this was in 98. And nobody really supported us. But what we have seen happen in Cambodia kept us going, because we knew that was what God was calling us. And I would say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. And for me, it has always been like that. God just kept aligning things. And CBN set up his office in Hyderabad. So I joined them as a researcher first, and then went on to become the producer of 700 club programs. Here we, both my husband and I, we did in four different languages. So that was the beginning of our full-fledged into media, and we haven't turned back. We've done hundreds of programming, and just so humbled to see how God can reach out to people and touch their lives through media. So this is something that we will carry on. and 25 years now. And I still love media. I still think it's a powerful tool. The gospel is the same. People are hurting and people need to know the Lord. So those things are fundamental. But how we share, how we express ourselves, what are the tools we use, keep changing and we keep innovating and keep growing along with this. So this journey in this 25 years hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because people have seen me as a preacher, as a teacher, and for me to be behind camera and to be directing, that was something that people didn't understand. So many times, you know, people would come and say, oh, we are praying for you, or are you reaching out to others? Are you doing this? I'm like, guys, you really have no clue how what we are doing and how God is touching lives. But it's changed now. I mean, what I'm talking about was like several years ago.
Yeah.
But people are more open to media now, and COVID has transformed the whole concept of media. Churches have embraced it. Even churches who were opposed me when I was into media are now using media tools, so which is good. But I still think there's a lot for us to do. We have to cross many boundaries when it comes to effectively reaching people.
Yeah. Even before media became a tool of communication, you just grabbed it and, you know, you just stood out there and you've been doing amazing. You know, just hearing from you, it's just very inspiring, even for young people out there who are listening to us, you know, just inspiring from what I hear from you. You have started Up Now. What is the reason behind Up Now? Like, what influenced you or what inspired you to do or start something like Up Now?
See, everything in my life has been very funny, the way things have happened. It's very strange. When it came to Up Now, I thought, now we have been doing campaigns so much. I have two companies. I have Your Vision Communications, which is a media company. Up Now is our NGO. So we started off through Your Vision Communications, a campaign for children, because I knew that was something, an area that we lacked, especially for people to understand that every child deserves a family. It is the right of every child to have a family, a safe environment, and a childhood. These are the three areas that we advocate through Up Now. So we started off this campaign. My idea was do 1 year, like all the other campaigns we have done, put it out there, get people to talk about it, sensitize the crowd, and finish. But once we started working on this short film and started doing the research, we just realized that it was a well, not even a well, an ocean. There's so many different elements that are affecting and impacting a child. It is a family, the media, the society, and so much more. But anyways, we went ahead and did the short film, and the response was amazing. We've crossed almost 500,000 viewers on this film, and we've also given it to NGOs and social workers to use it as an awareness tool. And with the way the response was coming, now we had to set up an office. We had to set up a company to keep this going, to respond to the requests that we're getting. So, yeah, that's how Up Now Foundation came into being. But we are going to continue with Up Now campaign, because this is something we felt is like I said, is an ocean. There's so many other topics we have to continue. So we, during COVID, we talked about COVID and children, because people needed that information and we were able to give them the information that they needed. The media people picked it up, it was published everywhere, and there's a lot of talk happening about Up Now conversations. And then we realized we need to do a series on girl child. So we talked about a girl is precious. So we did a couple of campaigns. So out of that came a lot of initiatives. Talk show didn't just stay as talk show, but we saw it happen in action. People started coming forward. We started empowering children with things that they need, with books and bicycles and education, and even empowering families with small jobs and things like that. So, yeah, that's how it kept growing. So what are my next steps? Well, I totally depend on God. I mean, wherever my prayer has always been, here I am, Lord, send me. Send me in this sense, it can be anywhere. It can be a location, it can be into a place of need. And and we realize that the next aspect that we need to concentrate on is safety of a child. So we are coming up with a short film. We'll release it this year. It's called Up Now, Safety is My Right, Suraksha Meri Adhikar Hai. So along with that, there are a lot of other things also that will come as part of the campaign. So I don't know what else we'll be doing in the future, but I know this is not going to stop here because the need is overwhelming. And COVID has thrown people into such level of poverty and desperate situation that I think there's a lot for us to do.
First of all, congratulations with that 500,000. And I have seen how much you have helped children and girl children and girls out there, and the change you have brought. It was just not an awareness to a particular area, but it was for, you know, everybody. And that's amazing. Lord is definitely using you to reach out the tiny babies that are our future generation.
Actually, it's not just the babies, you know, of course they are a major part of what we're doing, but God just opened doors for us in over 45 countries to go and train young people, especially teenagers, to use media skills to reach out to their peers. So we teach them filmmaking skills as part of a discipleship program. So they're creating their own content, sharing in their church, in their community, and sharing with their friends. So they produce not just Bible stories, but even social causes, and comparing it and, you know, making sense of the word and their daily life. We have seen so many come to the Lord by just reading in creative ways and, you know, experiencing and exploring the word in creative ways through filmmaking or through drama. So, yeah, it's been such a breakthrough. Even like last week, we were in Brazil and we did this training, and it was amazing to see how God is moving all generations to embrace media as a tool to empower and reach out to one another.
Praise God, praise God. That's amazing. So, you know, keeping in mind all that you've been doing, you know, with Your Vision Communications or Up Now, with your filmmaking or whatever it is, you must have faced obstacles, you know, some obstacles that stood in your way. What did you do to overcome them?
Oh, my goodness. Every day is a struggle, honestly. Because no matter how many years of experience I have, every day you're dealing with people, you're dealing with situations, and it's like a struggle. Just for example, I was in a village, and we were shooting a documentary film for a company, and we were in the Christian environment, and this pastor looked at me and he said that he didn't want to do any kind of business deal or even talk with the woman. Now, I was shocked because I didn't expect this kind of response from somebody from our faith, you know, and especially a pastor. I'm not against pastors, but this is what has happened. And that's when I realized that I may have had a privileged life because my family supported me, my husband supported me in this field, but not everybody are privileged. It's so sad that the woman in that house, she could not even come to the medical camp, and she was having fever. And when this pastor told me, you know, that he didn't want to talk to me because I was a woman, I just walked away from there, and my colleagues were dealing with the situation, and I walked across in the field and I saw this lady. And I asked her who she was, and she told me she was a pastor's wife, and she wasn't well. And I went back and I told the pastor, she's not well, we need to give her some medication. And he said, "Bhans ko kon dekhega? Who will look after my cattle?" And I was shocked. So I was like, God, why are you even letting me experience this? And then, like, he spoke to me in that situation, saying that there are women who don't have their own identity, who are not even treated better than the animals. And I love animals, but just to compare here, it's a sad state. And these kind of things, when I face the realities of life, that keeps me grounded. And that motivates me to do more. Because there's not just us and a few who are privileged to explore all these avenues and different careers, but there are many more who are really suffering, and we need to be there as a voice, as an encouragement for them. So I encourage myself in situations like this, and prayer is important. Every day, just waking up and asking God to help. I won't say that I'm, like a perfect person. I have my days, I have my moments of weakness, I have my moments of sadness, and there are times I have been in depression as well and have sought professional help. So this is common things that happen, but we refuse to accept it because we believe that, there is a certain facade we need to present with people, but let's be real. This is a real world. We have to deal with it. And God is so loving and gracious that He will guide us in all the circumstances. So those two aspects. And then again, you're dealing with professionals. And then you're dealing with gender also here. People don't realize that women can make decisions. Women can be in levels of leadership where they can be strategists. I have had prominent people undermine my strengths. Most of the times they treat me like a, sometimes in few places they started treating me like a secretary, though I was the leader, you do this, you do that. So this is some of the things we face, but we need to stay put, sometimes be assertive, and we need to educate ourselves. We need to develop our skills. We need to have that in us to show that we are capable of handling situations. We are capable of doing a particular project assigned to us and things like that. So skill building is important. Mm. Encouraging yourself is important. Being assertive at times is important. And also sensitivity at times where if you need to move out or walk out or go away from that project or those people, you should go away too. Should not keep holding on. So I think having that relationship with God is important. So He will direct us with He'll give us an answer to how we respond in those situations. So yeah, be sensitive. Always try to build up your skills. Hear what God wants us to do in a particular situation. Sometimes you have to fight. Sometimes we have to leave. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you and who will correct you also. Most of us, we don't want to be corrected. We think we are right, we are perfect. But surround yourself. People who love you will correct you. So know whom you have to receive a correction also from. So I surround myself with people who guide me, who mentor me. Even at this age, I do have mentors and have intercessors. What we're doing is very spiritual in the sense because people think it's only film, it's only media, but it's such a tool. God uses it to transform lives, and we are in a battle every single day. So it affects us, it affects our family. I know this film that we are working on now, it has cost us a lot with our family, with even with the people who are working with us, if they are believers or non-believers, if affects all of us. So surround yourself with intercessors who are holding you, praying for you, and encouraging you when you need.
You recently attended a Beyond Business conference. So how did you get introduced to Beyond Business? And, just share a bit about your experience, a session that, helped you or maybe challenged you.
Yes, I'm part of the Lausanne movement. And that's how I came to know about Business Mission, BAM, we call it. And now in India, we are calling this as Beyond Business. And it is an amazing tool because when I started my business, nobody encouraged me. Nobody told me it was the right thing to do. And I just did it because out of convenience and out of necessity, I became a business woman. But I didn't understand that what I was doing was actually BAM. By generating income for, I mean, employment opportunities for those in need, by giving them dignity to work, giving them skills. And also, this is our tent making. My media company is tent making. So the profits we make from here, we put it into missions. So I was doing this without understanding any of the terminologies or anything. But once I connected with Beyond Business, that's when I realized that what I was doing was actually missional. And you remember I kept telling about media and missions is who I am. And for someone to tell me that my business and what I'm doing is missions was very beautiful. And I was very happy to know that there are people around who encourage us to be wealth creators, because God wants us to give that dignity to others, to create wealth, to make people independent, and you know, make them self-sufficient, and also see that that families are strengthened because they are able to provide for them. So this was quite an aspect that really changed my thinking after I attended the conference, and just getting to hear the testimonies of people and how they have, what they're doing. It was amazing to see so many good Christians and doing excellent business, and also thinking about empowerment and things like that. So it was very encouraging. I would really suggest or encourage people to come and be part of such events, because only then you know the whole world out there and you realize that you're not alone. There's a support group. There are people around there who are equally passionate and equally doing amazing things. So that's been an impact for me through Beyond Business.
So we like to close our episode by hearing your favorite verse or what God has been teaching you.
Isaiah 6 has always been my go-to verse, because every morning when I wake up, I'm always reminded of the Great Commission. Who will go? Who will go? And my prayer has always been, here I am, Lord, send me. So that verse always keeps me going. And the books like Joshua, the characters like Joshua and Nehemiah, these also keep challenging me a lot because they are strategists. Mm-hmm. I pretty much connect with them as a media person and as a missionary. And every time God speaks to me, I said, do not be afraid, or, you know, be strong and courageous. I'm like, oh, dear me, what am I going to face now that you want me to be strong and courageous? But he kind of preps me with these words. Like, it kind of goes close hand in hand. That my availability and saying, here I'm, Lord, send me. And then he says, don't be afraid, be courageous, because everything we do is path breaking, is trailblazing, actually. And having God on our side is so important. So I cherish these stories and these two scriptures.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, for sharing about your journey, about what the Lord has been doing in your lives. We would love to see you in our next conference. And thank you for giving me this opportunity as well to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.